Good day, everybody, from me, Andre Fulion, from Gateway News, with a preview of the God stories we are publishing this week. A move of God is coming that will shake South Africa to its core, and now is the time for leaders to get ready for it, says U.S. Pastor Dr. Keenan Bridges in a prophetic word he released on Monday. Bridges, who arrived in South Africa today, will be speaking at meetings in Johannesburg this week and in Gqeberha, formerly Port Elizabeth, next week. He says that during these sessions, he will share more on what God revealed to him about his plans for South Africa. The Tampa, Florida church leader and regular guest on Christian TV networks visited South Africa for the first time in August to release an urgent awakening message which he said God had given him for South Africa. He was invited by Christian marketplace leader Dr. Pearl Coupe, who arranged for him to speak at meetings in Gauteng and Cape Town. He says that this time God instructed him directly to return to South Africa urgently to equip Christian leaders to position themselves to see God's plans come to fruition. In the word which he released on Facebook video, he asks South African leaders and influencers to judge whether his message is from God or not. He says that the Lord showed him that the devil is trying to counter the coming move of God through false signs and wonders and increased crime, violence, and corruption. But when sin abounds, grace abounds much more, and churches of Jesus Christ in South Africa are about to become houses of glory where witches and other occultists will have to bow to the real power of God, he says. But he says the question is, are leaders ready for this move of God? He urges leaders not to stand against the move of God or to try to control it. The days of doing church in the way it has been done in the past are over. Don't be people who pray for change, but when change comes, you're not ready to receive it, he says. This is a warning to you, not a warning to produce fear, but a warning to provoke faith, to tell you that God is on the move in this nation. Dr. Pearl Coupe told Gateway News that the focus of Bridges' meetings in South Africa will be on preparing leaders to partner with the coming move of God, which she says will be primarily experienced in the marketplace and will be transformational. She said the goal of the events was to raise believers' hope and faith levels, as the critical thing about a prophetic word is that it has to be prayed through. On Thursday, the 1st of December, there will be a supernatural equipping intensive for men and women ministry and marketplace leaders at African Dream Family Church in Edenvale. And on the 2nd and 3rd of December, there will be an Esther Arise conference at Acts Christian Church in Midrand. This conference will focus on preparing women to arise and play their part in the revival, said Coupe. On the 6th and 7th of December, Bridges and Coupe will lead a prophetic leadership summit at Word of Faith Christian Center in Gqeberha. Bookings for all of the events can be made online through Quicket. In other news, Open Doors Southern Africa has released news on an extensive new report published by Open Doors International, which finds that there is a rapid rise in violent persecution of Christian children. The report shows that the persecution of Christian children is isolating, harsh, and identity-shaping, with thousands of children all over the world experiencing persecution, violence, and discrimination for their faith. Christian children are targeted to prevent the church from growing and expanding through the next generation, says Open Doors. The report covers the findings on persecuted children and youth in the top 76 countries on the Open Doors annual World Watch List, which is a list of the countries in the world where it is the most difficult to be a Christian. You can read these stories and more on our website at gatewaynews.co.za, or get the news via Facebook at Gateway News page, on Twitter at Gateway News ZA, or in our weekly newsletter, which you can sign up for on our website. God bless you abundantly until we meet again next week.